From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iran nuclear agreement reached. Diplomats in Vienna say Iran and six world powers have reached a historic agreement to curb Iran's nuclear program while granting Tehran relief from crippling sanctions. Tehran will also subject its nuclear facilities to a more rigorous inspection regime. Monday, White House spokesman Josh Earnest said progress made in recent days kept negotiators at the bargaining table after previous deadlines.
As the negotiations have gone on over the last couple of weeks, what started out as a rather long list of differences has slowly, I would acknowledge slowly, but steadily narrowed.
The agreement, however, must by law be submitted to the U.S. Congress, which now has a 60-day review period before any aspect of an agreement goes into effect. Speaking Monday in Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa, where he's attending an international conference, U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called on both sides in the South Sudanese conflict to give up war for the sake of the people and the future of the world's country.
The conflict in South Sudan must stop. Today, I repeat my call again to President Salva Kiir and the former Vice President Dr. Riek Machar to give up war for the sake of the people and for the future of South Sudan. I urge them to compromise, forge a political deal, and make true on their promises to protect the people of South Sudan.
South Sudan last week marked 4 years of independence, but has been plagued by violence since December 2013 that has left thousands dead and millions displaced. Last week, rebel leader Riek Machar warned the conflict would continue as long as President Salva Kiir remains in power. This is VOA News. Investors reacted positively Monday to news that Greece and its Eurozone partners agreed to terms of a third bailout for the country, averting a painful exit from the common currency. Under terms of the Brussels Pact, the Greek parliament must approve the austerity measures by Wednesday before Greece's creditors will begin talks on handing Athens another $95 billion bailout, its third in the last 5 years. Eurozone chief Jeroen Dijsselbloem said it will take weeks for a new bailout program to be finalized.
It will involve a lot more in terms of substance and commitments and financing needs, and it will take time to negotiate that. We have asked the institutions to do that as quickly as possible, but it is will probably be closer to 4 weeks than 2 weeks, is my understanding, and some call me an optimist.
Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras faces a mutiny on his leftist governing coalition as he seeks parliamentary approval for spending and pension cuts as well as tax hikes. Mexico's notorious drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was still on the loose 2 days after escaping from a maximum security prison for the second time in 14 years. The United States, which has sought his extradition, has pledged support to Mexico in recapturing Guzman. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
As you know, he faces multiple drug trafficking and organized crime charges here in the United States. His swift recapture by Mexican authorities is a priority for both the Mexican and the U.S. governments. And reflective of that shared purpose, the U.S. and Mexican attorney generals discussed the matter on the 12th of July and agreed to focus all available resources on his recapture.
Guzman's Sinaloa drug cartel controls most of the border crossings into the United States for illegal drugs. A Tibetan monk, one of China's most prominent political prisoners, has died 13 years into a jail sentence his supporters say was politically motivated. Tenzin Delek Rinpoche's family was informed he died Sunday in a prison near Chengdu in Sichuan province. The U.S., which had repeatedly called for the monk's release, urged Beijing to, quote, investigate and make public the circumstances surrounding his death. In Nigeria Monday, a suicide bomber attacked a military checkpoint on the outskirts of Maiduguri, capital of Borno State, leaving the bomber and at least one civilian dead. Dozens were killed also as suspected Boko Haram militants attacked at least two northern Nigerian villages Friday into Saturday. Meanwhile, President Muhammadu Buhari has replaced his entire military leadership to boost the fight against Boko Haram. Mr. Buhari replaced the heads of the Army, Navy, and Air Force, along with his Chief of Defense Intelligence and National Security Advisor. A twin suicide attack by suspected Boko Haram militants in northern Cameroon late Sunday killed at least 13 people. The first blast went off near an army camp. The second exploded as soldiers approached the scene of the first blast in the northern border town of Fotokol. Nearly 20 others were wounded. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.